On this week's show...
Play the clip.
Really?
Play the clip.
All right.
We now return to Rattlers, nature's death machine. Since the dawn of time, man has wondered, what if my penis lived alone in the woods and was poisonous?
Remember.
It's Stan against evil.
Daredevil Season 3 was the final season of Daredevil on Netflix. It got cancelled. Surprise!
And we also have a nice little segment about games. We'll call it The Gaming Roundup.
Stay tuned. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gamers, geezers, Christmas elves, daredevils, and people alike. It's this week's Monkey Nut Punch podcast. And this week, I'm joined by a very special guest who only comes out once a year. It's not Father Christmas. It's Keith!
Oh, you're a fucker.
He's rode in on his reindeer.
And he's brought his little helper along too. He's going to give such a fucking dirty look now. He's going to give... Oh, I've got such a fucking dirty look from Nigel. You can't see it, ladies and gentlemen, but Nigel just shot me a look like he's trying to shoot me with his eyes.
Mate, what now, Santa's little helper?
Am I his little helper? Do I need to help his little man?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Little, very little man.
Can I do this again?
Because he can't reach.
Can I just do this again, please? And the first time forever on this podcast, Captain Birdseye, it's Nigel! He's still looking at me like...
We be here.
I've pissed and in his
coincidentally, tears. I have been looking at getting an Xbox One and Sea of Thieves.
I'm not sure about Sea of Thieves, though. Come around and play it on mine, yeah, and then you can work out. If you said Forza, yeah. If you said other games, then yeah, but Sea of Thieves. Anyway, let me go through the rundown. This week, we'll be talking about Stan Against Evil, my new favourite TV show, which I managed to watch all the way up, all the entire fucking show up until now. Fallout 76, what a fucking fiasco. Keith has finally watched all of YouTube's Origin. And then we've got some news about Daredevil, and we're going to wrap it up with some gaming goodness. So, Stan Against Evil. Now,
this isn't Stan Lee.
No, this is not Stan Lee Against Evil. That would be quite good. It's ironic because I saw it advertised on Fox when I was watching The Walking Dead, because I watched The Walking Dead recently to see if it had got better for the end of the season, because that's usually when you watch it. You watch it at the beginning of the season, end of the season, miss out the shit in between. Yeah, so you watch like 4 episodes. So you got that mid-season fucking break. But I watched that, and there was an advert for a thing called Stan Against Evil, starring John C. McGinley, if I remember correctly. And it's the story of a sheriff in a town called... Oh, bloody hell. It's a town where they burnt 172 witches in 1 year.
Salem.
Not Salem. No, because they got the record on Salem, and that's the joke.
What year is this set?
It's set now.
Oh, in today's set time.
Now. Okay. It's today's time. And what it is because they burnt so many witches, the sheriff was cursed. So anyone who takes up the position of sheriff will die horribly. Apart from the current sheriff, one Stan Miller, who is played by John C. McGinley, and he... McGinley, I think, probably. And he is fucking hilarious as this old school, rude, doesn't give a shit about what he says character, who's recently been let go from the position, and a new sheriff has come in. I can't remember her name. Her name is Evelyn Barrett. And the two of them find out that Stan's wife had been fighting the evil of Willard's Mill, that's the name of the place, Willard's Mill, ever since they got together, so she could keep him safe. So all the witches and stuff that would come back from the grave and not let them fight him, and now she died, and he lost his job. They have to figure out how to stop all this evil shit from going on. And it's quite funny because in the first thing, it's like, how do you take care of a witch? Pipe to the back of the head, apparently. They're talking about all these kind of, I'll draw a circle of salt and all this stuff. He just smashes her in the back of the head with a pipe. He's incredibly rude. He has a caricature daughter. I can't remember her name now. I'll remember in a moment. But she has like a weird voice, and she could be Thelma
Deborah?
From
Thelma Denise from, Miller.
Denise Miller. Yeah. And she could be Thelma from Scooby Doo. It's one of those things. I watched it, and some of the stupid things. And one of the bits I really enjoyed, there's one where they get caught in a time loop because the bad guy is trying to escape from Salem before he gets burnt to a crisp into the present day. So a time loop is occurring. So they get stuck in like a time loop. And every time the current sheriff, Evie, dies, it cuts back to her. She gets a tire blowout. She phones up Stan, who's watching the documentary. Which when I heard, I pissed myself laughing. I was watching this at like kind of 11 o'clock at night, and I burst out laughing. I mean, a proper boisterous, loud noise. And he was watching a documentary, and it was like, imagine if your penis lived in the woods and was poisonous. That's how it starts off.
The guy that's playing Stan is Dr. Cox from
Yes
Scrubs.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I've just seen that. I like him.
He had that obnoxious kind of air to him. Stan's got that, but it's more like kind of yelling at people to say that Starsky and Hutch were gay. Say that they were gay. I don't believe you. You could be a witch. Say that Starsky and Hutch were gay. Things like that. The first series is really funny. I really enjoyed the first series. The second series wasn't as funny, but they had like more guest stars and stuff in because I think they got a budget, because before they had like fuck all budget. Yeah, so it's like Red Dwarf level of special effects. Yeah. But it was entertaining, and I really enjoyed the hell out of it, and I've caught up to fucking real time in the UK with the episodes. I think we're on like episode 6 of season 3, and I've just enjoyed the hell out of it. It's short and it's funny and it's gory in places. It's my new favorite TV, because I just wanted something to watch, because like Walking Dead, it's like I want something more than Walking Dead, and then I saw an advert for this during the Walking Dead, and then I started watching it. I was like, this isn't bad. This really isn't that bad.
How are
each episode,
it?
It's
Virgin. What? Virgin have got like a back catalogue that you can go through.
Okay.
So I've got that. So because I've got a Fox subscription to the Fox TV channel, which is part of fucking God knows entertainment package I've got.
Right. I can watch each episode. I like the idea of this because it's only 22 minutes ish per episode. Nice and quick.
Yes.
And there's only 8 per series.
There's no filler in it. One of the things that laughed was that he, I think it was the end of the first series, when they were trying to face down the previous sheriff who'd burnt all the witches. And the reason he was burning the witches was so he wanted to make them part of his coven. Yeah. He sent his daughter off with all his wife's like books. And they're like Grimm. They have the trailer.
Mm.
She has a sewing room, but it looks like Grimm's trailer.
Oh.
So he gets the daughter and he piles all the stuff into the car and tells the daughter, go straight to the storage place, yeah? And don't stop. Get all the stuff out, put it into storage, lock it fucking down, and get out of there, yeah? So she's driving along. This is like the last episode where they fight the big bots, yeah? She's driving along and she sees a tattoo parlor and she goes, huh, I think I'll get a tattoo. So she gets a fucking tattoo. And she forgets everything, even though he's written it down clearly on a piece of fucking paper for her to follow. But she gets distracted so fucking easily.
If she gets distracted so easily, why is he giving her such an important job?
Well, that's why he wrote it down on a piece of paper. So she got distracted.
But still, you wouldn't...
I'm not sure if it was the bad guy didn't come after her, but she did get a fucking tattoo pointlessly. Yeah, it is really enjoyable. I haven't loved an American TV because I haven't loved a British TV in 5 years. But yeah, it's weird because the new sheriff comes in. She thinks she's the normal one, and within the space of an episode and a half, she's just as crazy as the fucking rest of the people who live in Willard's Mill. So I just wanted to tell you about that because it's something I found recently and I fucking love it. I really do. It was one that I actually was like, oh, this is so enjoyable. My wife's been watching me watch it and she finds me watching it funny.
I might have to see if I can watch that on on. I've got Sky, so I'll see if I can watch it on there. Although it might be on catch up TV, which I might not have on my plan. But you can always add it. Yeah. I might have a look because I might get rid of the movies because I've watched most of the movies on there. On their catalogue, which I'm interested in, so I could remove that and get the back cut and get you know, box sets.
Yeah, that'd yeah. Just don't watch it around the kids because it's just violent. It's just lots, lots of blood and gore. It's like silly violence, if you know what I mean. It's like people, you know, when you have those things where people have made a film and they decapitate someone and they've just got a picture of their shoulders and someone's behind them squirting blood. It's that kind of violence.
A bit like I don't know if you watched iZombie. A little bit like that.
No, it's cheaper.
Cheaper.
It's cheaper, and that makes it really funny. And there's a bit where he takes out a wraith that with a shovel, and it's like that you've got these two witches who are supposed to be from the Black Hat Society, who are supposed to be trying to look after Willard's Mill, yeah. And it's like, oh my god, you can't take out a wraith like that. Da da da. So he just picks up a shovel and fucking decks it with a shovel. And turns goes, what well, goes back in the day? Because they may not have had the same shovel technology we now have. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Anyway, time for a story. I think a story of abject fucking failure. And this story,
well, comes pray tell.
This story comes courtesy of Bethesda. Fallout 76. When they showed Fallout 76, I got excited, and then they explained that there were going to be no NPCs and stuff in there. It's going to be an online game, and I went, not interested. It got released, and they've had so much fucking fun around its release. The first thing is that it's not very stable. People dropping in and out of games. They've looked at the game itself and gone, this looks like Fallout 4. And people apparently have mined the code and found notes in the code, because I write notes in my code, yeah? But they've written with the word Fallout 4 written in it. So clearly it's like Fallout 4 game engine version blah, and then it's like, shit, this is still the notes from Fallout 4 in the game code, apparently. And then there's been a whole load of things. So the first thing was that people bought the game and they were disappointed with it. So you remember that Steam had a great policy which said if you played the game for less than 2 hours and you weren't happy with it, you could return it, no questions asked. Which is fantastic. So in Bethesda's wisdom, they decided to go over to their own platform for PC. So Bethesda had the Bethesda Launcher, or whatever you want to fucking call it.
Right.
And all the PC people got downloadable codes. There was no content on discs or anything. It's all, here's a code, go here, download it. So people would download it, and they download it, and then they realised they didn't like it, so then they'd ask for a refund. To which Bethesda went, yeah, sure, we'll give you a refund. And then a couple of minutes later, they went, you've downloaded it, we can't give you a refund. And it's like, how can I tell if I don't like it or I'm not happy with it without downloading it? And it's just got to a point that a legal company have decided to step in and turn around and say, no, this is not what you do.
This is not legal.
Well, I don't know if the legalities...
Is it a class action in the States? Or?
Yeah, it's heading towards class action. This legal firm at the moment are building a case for a class action lawsuit against them.
I think here in the UK it is not legal to do that.
I think the
cause we even covered it, I think, on a podcast one time.
I'm sure there's some fuckery around this. There has to be some clear definitions, and the thing is that laws.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there is a law in the UK, at least the UK, around software. And if the software isn't as intended as you bought it, you can get a refund on it. And if, for example, it's unplayable or it's not as sold, like with No Man's Sky, the amount of people in the UK that were getting refunds on No Man's Sky because it wasn't working. It wasn't as sold. It wasn't what they expected. They were just getting refunds on it, whether it was PC or PlayStation or whatever.
Yeah.
They were able to get a refund in the UK because of a law in the UK around software. It was missold, basically.
Yeah.
So I think here in the UK we might be all right.
I can't fucking remember, I'll be honest with you.
I think if we covered it.
If you want to fucking Google it while we're chatting away, then please do, because it's like... let me just finish telling the story, because this is the tip of the fucking spear, boys, right? So, so yeah, they had this problem, and they said, oh, they were not going to refund all these games, etc., etc., which was fine. And then they went right... They said, okay, so they did all this stuff, and then people started checking the code and whatnot. And then there was a problem with a collector's edition. So people had forked out $200 US, but $175 UK, for a collector's edition of Fallout 76, which came with a power armor helmet for a T-50, I think it is, yeah. What was advertised as a canvas fucking bag. And then they got a shitty nylon bag. So everyone was a bit kind of shit. So it's like kind of, oh, we run out of materials. So everyone's making the joke, oh, let me just check online to see if there's a worldwide shortage of canvas. Because there isn't a worldwide shortage of canvas. You're making shit up. So they did that. And then they turned around and said, okay, right, what we'll do is we'll give you 500 atoms, which is in-game currency, which is equivalent to $5. Yeah, and $5 in Fallout 76 buys you fuck all. Yeah, I mean, seriously, buys you fuck all. You need 600 atoms to buy a canvas bag in Fallout. So instead of giving them a free canvas bag in Fallout, which would probably have been the easier thing to do, look, here's a free canvas bag, just take this for a moment while I sort things out. Yeah, they couldn't even do that. So their shitty in-game currency was then pushed onto these fucking games. Yeah, naturally, they weren't happy. Story doesn't end there. When they had like a promotional meeting, yeah, and all these people were coming to promote their things, these are like YouTubers and games journos and all those sort of stuff, yeah, they gave them, guess what?
Canvas bag.
A canvas fucking bag, yes. So naturally, everybody is fucking pissed, yeah? So what Bethesda should have turned around and said, look, sorry about the canvas bag, yeah? Send us your information and your address, yeah, and we will make some and send them out April time. Yeah, we'll say we'll take our time and we'll send them out to you April. We'll make sure this is right, and we apologize. And that's all they had to do. And the problem is that if you look at the advertisements on anywhere but Bethesda's website currently, you can go on the Wayback Machine. It says canvas bag. Now I know in the UK, if you describe something as something and you don't sell it, there's a problem. That is a very big fucking no-no from the things. And apparently they have the Federal Trade Commission have pretty much exactly the same fucking rule. If you describe it as that, it is that. So, yeah, all this stuff is happening to Bethesda because they made a shitty game. And then they were shitty towards people because they realized they're not going to make any money. Apparently it's sold 82% less than Fallout 4 because people weren't interested in it. And then recently some people got banned for life from Fallout 76 just for being stupid idiots, because if you listen to them and you watch them, they were being stupid idiots. Not as stupid as the people that they were hounding, because the people were hounding all they had to do was just log off and go to another server, which they didn't fucking do. And then it was like, and they got banned for a lifetime because these people were like, oh, you know when you're a kid, you're an idiot, yeah? That's a fact, yeah? That's what they call it, growing up. That's what you tell people to grow up. So naturally, they were acting like idiots and they should, you know. But they got banned for life for homophobic slurs, which weren't really homophobic. They were... Well, I can't say they weren't homophobic, because they were homophobic. They just weren't intended as homophobic. They were just intended as slurs. And they got banned for life. Now,
can't do that nowadays. Everyone's a bit precious about it, aren't they?
Yeah. But here comes...
You can't call your mate gay anymore, because somebody who's walking past who might accidentally hear you calling your mate gay would take offence to that. And you could get arrested and shit now.
But here comes...
It goes a bit too far.
But here comes the twist. If I were to call you gay in front of someone and they got offended and I turn around and beat the shit out of them, the cops wouldn't do anything. Because they'd be scared to do something about it. because they're all cowards and authoritarians now. That's the kind of society we live in, and I don't like it. But, as I said, banned for life from Fallout 76. Where's the punishment?
Yeah, from what I've heard. The game is so shit.
There's no punishment there, is there, really? He's done them a favour.
Yeah, I've heard the game is so poor. It's no punishment to be banned from that game.
But the funny thing is, they halved their player base in one fell swoop.
They've banned 3 out of 6 players.
3 out of 6 players are the only players they had. Anyway, I've harped on for long enough. I think Keith should tell us what he thinks of YouTube's origin.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. You were right about the episode with Malfoy. I can't remember his real name.
Tom Felton.
Tom Felton's sort of backstory episode. That was really good. I don't know why we didn't get a backstory for the young sort of young girl. We got 2 episodes of backstory for the Yakuza guy, but we didn't get any backstory for the young girl.
Red herring. She was the red herring.
What do you mean?
That's why. Because it's like the way they describe the creature is that it wipes out the autobiographical data of someone. So if you don't know their backstory, then there's a chance. And this person was always near. So that's why I think they did it, to give you a red herring. Maybe in the next series you'll get something, but she was the red herring. And the Yakuza second story was necessary because you wanted him to get his fucking revenge on his boss.
But that final episode had quite a few reveals. It also revealed that the company that owns the Origin ship, who kind of appeared to be a bit dodgy, but you never really, nothing ever confirmed that until the final episode, where you see the fact that, hang on, why have they got guns on the ship? Why have they got all this if all the people are asleep? And it all suddenly sort of comes in. Oh, they already knew about these aliens, and that the sister world of Thea has this is where they discovered them. So you're like, well, hang on.
Just a quick one on that, right? Thea and Iris, yeah. Thea from the Arrow and Iris from the Flash, yeah.
Yeah.
The deadly planet, Iris.
Yep. Although Thea's now,
I see where you went there.
Thea's now meant to be deadly as well, because the final moment is that radio message saying, "Don't come down to Thea." So it needs to get a second season. Don't you fucking dare cancel it, YouTube, you bastards! You can't leave a fucking thing like that.
Yeah, it was good. When you found out the person it was. It's like I've gone back now and I'm rewatching it to see if all those little clues were in there, or if they refilmed it and put it back in there to make you think it was in there. Because you're watching it and it's like, because the character at one point says, "I can't shoot a gun," and then later on in the series, pew, 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 pew. Yeah,
yeah, but but when she says she can't shoot a gun, that's before she gets taken over by the alien.
Yeah, that's why. That's why it's dodgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't shoot a gun, and then all of a sudden I can shoot a gun. Like the medic. Like it's like kind of, what do we do? It's like kind of, I don't know, I've never been shot before. It says in your fucking tag you're a medic.
Bosh. The medic guy's the doctor guy though, he's dead, isn't he? I mean, he got hit by the nerve agent gas.
Did he die at the end of the series? Or are they gonna
he doesn't die, but it's kind of, they're stringing it out, but it's kind of obvious
that he's going to die in the next series.
Slowly. I felt really sorry when the autistic girl got it. I thought, you know, I was beginning to like her.
And she did almost cause the AI apocalypse. Though.
She did, yes. If you're going to cause an AI apocalypse kind of thing, if you did it for reasons of getting laid, at least you did it for the right reason.
I think she just did it for the fucking company.
Yeah,
that's the sad part about it. She did it just for the company. She wanted someone she could converse with at her own level. Because the first thing she asks is, "How high is your IQ?" And she goes, 95. And oh, fuck. Yeah, and then she was like, "Well, we're going to change that. Let's get you up to my level and then we can chat away." And then she did get her up to her level. And it was sad. Did you notice that was filmed in the same place they filmed the Ghost Monument?
Yeah, it's all filmed in South Africa.
Not all of it was filmed in South Africa. It was filmed here, there, and everywhere.
Apparently, Origin was filmed in South Africa because there's bits where they're meant to be in California, and that's very much South Africa. So Tom Felton's episode where he takes her to the beach, that was my only criticism of it, is that is not even remotely Californian coast. That is very much South African coast, and the South African coast looks vastly different.
The one that got me was in the second series where they're supposed to be in Washington, D.C. That was filmed in the U.K. That wasn't filmed in fucking South Africa. You can tell because there's a certain grey light that you only get in this fucking part of the world. And yeah, that's And you looked at it and it was like, that's not even remotely Washington. that's Surrey. That could be Hampshire or something like that.
If you Google it, it was shot in South Africa, but no. The episode 4, I think, was in South Africa. I'm not sure, because I know that the Demons of Punjab episode was Spain.
Yeah, no, the Ghost Monument one was South Africa. The bit where she's on what was left of the video game that people were playing. Yeah. That's the bit where he was running around with the robots.
Yes, you're right.
It was like, I watched that one. Ah, and they even had the same fucking aerial shot, which I found amusing. So I'm going to have to IMDb something because I need to find out because of the shooting details. But So what did you think of it overall?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was very good. I think so far I haven't seen a bad series on YouTube. Although I've only seen 2 series on YouTube, but both the ones that I've watched, I have absolutely loved. So, I mean, Cobra Clay was brilliant, and so is this. So, I love them both.
I want to see Cobra Kai.
Brilliant, though. Good. genuinely is, it's brilliant. It captures the movie perfectly. The only thing that's missing from it is Mr. Miyagi, but you know, as the actor has since passed away, unfortunately, he can't be in it. But apparently, next season they're going to reference Hilary Swank in it. So, because she played the next Karate Kid, it was her breakout role.
Oh. She did, didn't she? Yeah,
and
they're going to have Will Smith's kid in it towards the end.
That's
a different thing. Although, if you notice, Will Smith is an executive producer of the Cobra Kai.
Yeah, is that the same Will Smith, though? That's the first question.
Yes, because he owns the rights. Because his production company made The Karate Kid with Jackie Chan. So, if you actually look on Cobra Kai, Will Smith is an executive producer because he owns the rights.
Oh.
Ah. It was... Origin was a really good science fiction series. I think it was... I'm annoyed because actually saying that, it said it's been viewed by fucking millions of people.
There wasn't enough of it.
No, I felt it was just right.
You say it was kind of like Lost, but set in space. In fact, there's a new TV series on at the moment. It's a bit like Lost, except without the backstories. Only in the States, that's doing really well.
What's that called? Lost.
Manifest. Basically, a plane takes off and lands 5 years later.
Okay.
Hey.
And the passengers on the plane experience no time loss at all, but 5 years has passed since they take off, and they're all hearing voices and seeing things, and it follows characters around that.
What program was that again?
It's called Manifest. I don't know if it's airing in the UK, but it's airing in the States and it's doing reasonably well. It's getting high ratings for... it's on NBC.
NBC. Manifest. I'll have to try and remember that. Knowing me, I'll forget as soon as we finish talking. But yeah, you'll have to...
I've got a quick question for you. Are you watching The Flash?
Yes.
No.
The guy that plays Cicada... That's the dude out of American Pie, isn't it?
Oh my God. The warm apple pie guy?
It's not the warm apple. It's not him.
No, it's not.
He was the cool one out of the lot.
He was the quarterback guy that had the you know, the really sort of the one that goes into Glee Club. It is him, isn't it?
Where's the latest season? Have a look.
So I'm just gonna I'm going the other way round. I'm going to American Pie now and trying to see. I wasn't a big fan of American Pie, so.
I can see the Flash. The viewing figures are going down and down and down every season. It's almost half of when it first started.
Okay.
It was around the 4 mil mark in the first season. And now in season 5, you're about you're under 2 million.
The ratings are going to go up next week.
Yeah, because it's a crossover.
Why is that?
Crossover. We're back. Crossover. Back,
I've, girl. I've back got Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl series like saved on my planner. I don't know how many episodes I've got.
He gets out of jail. He's out of jail this week. So it was actually quite a good episode. Arrow.
So, yeah, I need to watch all of them. I've got so much.
Legends of Tomorrow has been quite good.
That's the one I've been watching religiously. It's my replacement for fucking Doctor Who, because Legends of Tomorrow don't give a fuck and they just want to have a laugh, and I really appreciate that. And just the what was it? The summer camp one, yes. Where you got what's his mush, Ray and Constantine together, and they were just it was just really fucking funny watching those two trying to bring up kids.
I wasn't going to talk much about Doctor Who, but did you catch The Witches of whatever it was called?
I sent you a video on it, mate.
Yeah, no, I watched the video.
And
I haven't seen it. I saw the other one.
I like the actor anyway, but I did like the King James character. He basically overacted it all the way, but I quite like the actor, and it was... That part of it was quite good. The rest of it's lame. She had a moment to shine, and Gareth Wright, she did not.
It was actually bad acting. It was beyond missing the moment. It was bad acting.
I'm just wondering by this point, is she just pissed off and... I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know.
We've moaned about Doctor Who every single episode for weeks, so let's not.
We'll do a post-mortem in the new year.
But did you
post-mortem?
Yeah. Did you Google it? Did you find out if it is him? I'm sure it is.
The actor's called Chris Klein, and yes, you're right, he was in American Pie. Can't remember the character's name.
I kept hearing his voice. Yeah, when they were doing the Sakala, because they do the backstory of him this week. And it is kind of heartbreaking, actually. A little bit. So, anyway, it was quite a good episode of The Flash this week.
Yeah, he played
Supergirl.
Oz.
I'm losing the will to live. In fact, I have lost the will to live with Supergirl. It's just because there's not much on at the moment. I'm watching it. If there wasn't,
Quick note. I started watching Sabrina Teenage Witch, yeah? Or whatever it was, the new Sabrina.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's meant to...
Yeah. And I started watching it, and Michelle Gomez in it. Like, big fucking thumbs up, and the characters in it. Watching it, and just going along. And then it gets halfway through, and they start mentioning the white male patriarchy, and I went, that's it's off. He's like, we're going to fight the white male. No. I don't want to hear this shit. This shit isn't entertainment, yeah? You're either politics or entertainment. You can't be both.
You have to do a retracted statement, by the way. The BBC are doing Dracula with Stephen Moffat. It's coming next year. I sent you that.
Yes.
It's happening. Is
Dracula going to be bisexual in this one?
Well, I don't know, because the actor is not a very bisexual actor. I mean, who they've cast as Dracula is actually quite interesting. So
yeah, but the chance that they'll ruin it is high. But saying that, they have a mandate that they have to 60% or something have to be produced by outside companies.
So, yeah, it's been produced by an outside company, I think.
So maybe they won't have any interference because they're outside company. It falls into that part of the BBC remit. we can only hope. What will probably happen is we'll have two really good seasons, and then the third season the BBC will get involved and it'll go down fucking hell. That's fucking miserable. Let's talk about something even more miserable. Fucking cancelled Daredevil. Bastards.
Well, no. You see...
No, Netflix. Today... Hang on a second. Hold on. Netflix cancelled Daredevil. Bastards. Pause. Now you can say stuff.
Marvel have now said that we have not seen the last of Daredevil, which makes me think that Netflix are just blanketly cancelling all Marvel shows, which makes sense from a commercial point of view, because the minute you see Marvel on Netflix, it's kind of advertising what will soon be a major competitor to Netflix. So it makes sense they've cancelled them. They haven't yet cancelled what's-her-face, Jessica Jones and The Punisher, but you can almost guarantee that they will, although maybe they won't The Punisher, but probably they will. They only haven't cancelled those because they're still in production. So you can't really cancel a series mid-production. So they'll launch it on Netflix and then it'll get cancelled.
Firefly got cancelled fucking mid-production.
Yeah, it did. But
It's not wise to cancel it mid-production, you're saying.
That's mid-production when it's already aired. But Netflix make everything before airing, then dump it all on. So the Netflix model is slightly different to America, and new seasons in America will start, and they'll have an episode order of 10, and if they're doing well, then they'll get an extra 6 episodes, blah blah blah, or they get a full order to 22 episodes. That's how it works. Netflix is slightly different because they make all the episodes, and then in fact Jessica Jones has already been shot and filmed and it's done, so that'll drop early 2019, and then we'll get that, and then you'll get an announcement that's been cancelled. Hopefully that will never come back because I can't stand it. I am gutted about Daredevil more than I'm gutted about any of the others. I will be even more gutted about Punisher because I really liked Punisher season one. It was really good. I mean, it was genuinely... In fact, I would go as far to say it was my favourite. I didn't have a lot to say bad about it.
The thing with my biggest problem with Punisher is it's not the fact that... It wasn't good. It just wasn't the fact it wasn't very superhero-y. Yeah, it was a great crime thriller.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it.
It was a really good crime thriller. Not very superhero-y, but that doesn't... It's like Batman wasn't very fucking... Nolan's Batman wasn't very superhero-y.
But I would argue none of those Marvel series have been that superhero-y. Really, Daredevil.
Daredevil's the only one that has been superhero-y.
Nah, I wouldn't go there. It was too straight. I mean, for the entire first season, he didn't even have the superhero outfit. And then the entire third season, he didn't have the superhero outfit, and that to me detracts from it.
This is a bright side. Yeah, we might get to see fucking Daredevil, Bullseye in the fucking MCU.
Well, this is what they said, because apparently they also said that the Marvel TV characters were very, very nearly in Infinity Wars, so we are. Possibly going to get them in the proper MCU. I mean, the way Disney Plus... I mean, they're making a fucking series for Scarlet Witch now as well. So you've got a Loki series, a Scarlet Witch series. You've got a team up with Falcon and Winter Soldier. I mean, they're doing all this shit. You've got two Star Wars series, and who they've announced as... what's their fate? You've seen who's got cast in the Mandalorian, who's playing the Mandalorian. The guy that was... in Kingsman, the Golden Circle, who played the sort of bad guy, the one that double crosses them. He was also Viper in Game of Thrones.
I don't want Nigel. Game of Thrones, you know this.
Yeah, but Nigel, the Viper, the guy that gets killed by the gets his head squeezed in by the mountain or whatever his name was.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he challenged on behalf of Tyrion.
Yeah, he was
his challenger.
He's playing the Mandalorian. They've cast... Who was the guy that was in another 48 Hours? 48 Hours. Oh, God, what's his name? Actor.
Eddie Murphy?
No.
Nick Nolte?
Oh, was it Nick Nolte? Nick Nolte is cast in Mandalorian.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I feel sorry for the production team on that. Nick Nolte is fucking fruity. I mean, really fruity.
I don't know, but... I like who they've cast in that, and I am actually looking forward to the other one as well. Though I might, if this actually launches in the UK, I will. I have to. I fucking have to. It's got me written. It's just got us written all over. It's just geeks fucking paradise. This Disney thing.
Do you remember the argument we had over that?
I still don't think it. If they're going this big, then maybe they will launch in the UK. Whether it's successful in the UK is another matter. And it depends what pricing point they're coming in at. I still don't know if they'll do it. Because most of these seasons that have put these companies that launch in the States sell their shit to Netflix or Amazon worldwide.
Mm. Well,
I mean, that's what they did with the first three seasons of Lucifer until Netflix went and fucking resurrected it for season four.
Yeah.
So it won't be on there anymore. But I mean, Amazon have got Outlander, but Netflix have got Outlander as well. I don't understand how that fucking works, but well, Netflix here have got Outlander, so I don't know how it works. But so I don't know if Disney, there is nothing yet to say Disney Plus is launching in the UK, but I'd be surprised now if it doesn't.
Yeah, I think they're going balls to the wall. I think we'll probably find out. They have a conference, don't they? In April or June-ish. I can't remember. They call it D something and a number.
But the thing that I find interesting is Apple's got a shitload of stuff in production as well at the moment. And how's that going to be distributed?
Well, the first thing you have to realise is those Apple productions, yeah, whatever you do, don't fucking sit on them. Because they'll snap. And and naturally, you'll pay 40% more than the fucking value.
Yes. So, we haven't seen The Last of Daredevil. Whether Luke Cage, because they had those cryptic tweets when Iron Fist and Luke Cage got cancelled, so they might all be moving to Disney Plus, or we might just get a Defenders second season, I don't know. But I'm not surprised that they cancelled Daredevil Season 3, because loads of people watched that and it got critical acclaim. I still prefer Season 2, but that's a personal preference. I know you love Season 3. There must be plans afoot.
It's annoying because I love Season 2, I really do love. I think Season 3 was more Daredevil, though, because he had to share the limelight with Punisher, where Punisher was having a pilot by the back door.
We know, because there's a new story last week or the week before, that the showrunners did pitch for season four. They have a show book, if you like, for season four. So we might see that on Disney, or we might see something slightly different. But the characters, possibly the actors, are not gone yet. Because we know that Netflix were paying Marvel. They didn't own the rights to these things. They paid Marvel to produce.
Well, it's ironically because they were produced by ABC, which is owned by Disney.
Yeah. So I think all of this is just moving over to Disney Plus. So it's been cancelled. Because the way they go, because if you look at the way the statement's worded, it's been cancelled at Netflix. And Netflix, which basically implies that it hasn't overall been cancelled. And Marvel saying today is, you haven't seen the last of them. They've officially said that. So I think everything's moving over to Disney Plus. So roll on, Disney Plus.
I think Disney Plus is due to come out during 2019, but it sounds like it will be late in 2019.
Yeah, November 2019.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to release things like Star Wars. Looking at this article I've been looking up, franchises such as Star Wars won't be available. They've been licensed to other distributors. So
no, we're talking about Star Wars TV series, and that is
Star Wars movies that come out in 2019 and later, you will find on there. But the ones that haven't been already released, it's unlikely.
Yeah, the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy, the distribution rights are owned by TNT, Turner News Network, or something.
But no, yeah, but people don't nice really give a shit about The Last Jedi. But The Mandalorian and this Cassian Anders series or whatever it is are set for Disney Plus.
Why Cassian Andor? It's annoying because we already know how it fucking ends, yeah? So
I said that, but the premise of the series sounds quite interesting. It's going to follow him in his early days as a spy series. And that could work. Look, Rogue One was a popular movie. People like it. Genuinely like it. Most of the fans liked it. Right? It's not got the same. In fact, more fans like that than they did the fucking Episode 7. So that's the one that they're going with. Even though it's only a small minority of fans that didn't like The Last Jedi. Just like it's a small minority of fans that don't like Doctor Who. Bullshit.
Or,
right?
Or Ghostbusters.
Yeah, you go. even they are now saying, "Yeah, it was a failure." So you know,
they're saying, "Yeah, it was a failure," is because Dan Aykroyd's on board writing the third fucking script, and he fucking hated it.
He was in it.
Yeah, he hated it. He's just sitting.
Well, you can be in something and not like it, mate.
Yeah, you can be in something. You can be in something and not like it because, he was.
He's writing.
He wasn't the biggest fan.
He's writing a script, but he's got to convince What's-His-Face to come back. Because it will not work if it doesn't have Dr. Venkman in it. See, although the rumour is he's going to be a ghost. That's the rumour.
Do you know what I think? This is my pitch for Ghostbusters, yeah? Ghostbusters UK, all right? Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson sell their equipment to Nick Frost, Simon Pegg. What's his name? Peter Serafinowicz and the guy who plays Moss from IT Crowd, and he's literally playing Moss in this, yeah?
That could work.
And he plays Moss in everything.
And they have to hunt ghosts in fucking London, and there are more fucking ghosts in London than there were in New York because of the age.
That could work. I'll be up for that. You should sell that.
Yeah, and then they could have bits where they're phoning up for technical support and whatnot, trying to get hold of Dan Aykroyd, where he's like fucking swanning off somewhere. It would be entertaining. You would, because you'd sit there, you'd buy that shit. That'd be more viable than the one they put out for the women. And you have to remember, it goes like this, yeah? It's a story about people starting up a business, yeah? And fighting ghosts, yeah? And it just happens to have comedic elements in it. It's not a comedy. It has comedic elements in it. That's how you have to remember it. Because that's how the first one was, and that's how Shaun of the Dead was, and so forth and so on.
The thing that pissed me off the most about that Ghostbusters reboot was how double standard it was. Because it cast What's-His-Face as the eye candy, and you've got basically, they all sort of just go, ooh, ooh, and they're all basically, you know, drooling over this guy throughout the whole thing. Had that been a film where there were three lead or four lead male roles and they hire a really hot secretary, that movie would have been slammed for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely slammed.
But that wasn't the most egregious thing about the film. The most egregious thing about the film was it had no fucking script. Despite them writing one, it had no fucking script, and you could tell it had no script.
It was bad, and two of the actresses in that film I really like. So it's a shame.
Keith?
It really is.
Yeah. It's I can like the actresses, but I don't ask me to like the film.
No, it wasn't. It was a very, very bad film. The only good was Slimer driving his family in the car. That did make me giggle, only because I was a fan of Slimer and fan of the Slimer cartoon. It reminded me of that. In fact, the first comic book I ever bought was a Slimer comic book.
Okay. All right. Well, it's time for Nige to get his nuts on the road, talk about some gaming stuff. It's Nige's Nuts on the Road Talking About Gaming Stuff segment.
I don't know how that, you know.
Don't worry. Just you want to talk about some gaming stuff. So can you talk about the nice stuff first with the Games for Gold and Plus?
All right. Let's start with Games for Gold.
Okay.
So
what are we getting?
If you are an Xbox One owner, you will have Cube 2, which is available between December 1st and December 31st. Then you'll have Never Alone from December 16th to January 15th. Then you've got Race the Sun.
Oh,
we've had that before on PlayStation. It's an awful, awful game. That's available from November 16th to December 15th, so it's available now. So if you've got an Xbox One, you probably have already had a go on that. Now, the Xbox 360, you're going to get Dragon Age 2, which you don't seem to like, but then, you know, Dragon Age 2, it's an RPG, lasts you quite a long time. So quite a few hours will get sunk into that.
Yeah.
Then that's available only from December 1st to December the 15th. And Mercenaries Playground of Destruction from the 16th December to the
31st. We played that on the PS3.
Yeah, it was good fun, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was destruction porn, I think is the best way of describing it, because if you earned enough you could blow fucking anything up with anything. We were trying to raise enough money to get Nuke, if I remember correctly, on that. We got Napalm, and it was just like we needed the fucking Nuke. So, yeah, that's good. I don't know how the Games with Gold stuff works, because I've downloaded Battlefield 1 on Games with Gold.
Right.
And I don't know if I delete it, I get to keep it. I could go back into my library like I do with PlayStation Plus. I have to check.
I don't know. Yeah, check a previous month. Check a previous month and see if you've still can download.
That's one fucking gripe I've got with the Xbox One's backwards compatibility. Yeah, it's got XCOM Enemy Within listed down as backwards compatible. Yeah, I've got XCOM Enemy Within. Doesn't fucking work.
Oh.
I ain't fucking happy. I'm so that. So
why don't that work? That's odd.
That is odd. But I'll go back and smear a disc with Vaseline or something and see if that makes a difference.
Clean it. Clean your disc.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were some other bits there too, weren't there? There was.
So that's Games for Gold, really. I don't know much about this Cube 2 game. Or Never Alone. Maybe you've heard of Never Alone. I don't know.
I think I've heard of Cube, though. I'm sure I've heard of Cube. No, I've heard of the first one.
Manipulating blocks and stuff like that to allow you to flip switches.
Honestly,
it looks a little bit like Portal. Portal.
Yes. I think... No, I'm thinking of... the one where it has the stupid music at the beginning because you flip a switch and everything is fluffy and fluffy is fine and you flip a switch and everything is hard and you hurt your face as you break your nose against the floor. Something along those lines. This is why I don't do karaoke.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's your Games for Gold for December. Although, strangely, I don't know why Microsoft do it, but they do it like midway through December to midway through the next month, and then call it the thing for December. It's odd, but
if I were Xbox, I would sit there and work out when people had the least amount of money, and that's when I'd release the games because that's when people would be most fucking grateful for them.
Well, I guess maybe it is the middle of the month because you get paid at the start or the end of the month, and middle of the month is probably a good time to.
I'm the weirdo. I get paid in the middle of the month. It's actually really useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Any more gaming news, Nudge?
Yes. We have got.
If I jumped you.
PS Plus.
Okay, PS Plus.
PS Plus for December.
Yeah, I saw these ones.
So let's have a look. So you have got Soma.
Yeah.
It's a sci-fi horror game set at the bottom of the ocean.
Soma is an incredibly depressing game.
cup of tea, to be fair.
It's a survival horror game, but when you get through the story and you figure out what's gone on, yeah, it's like Silent Hill 2 when you complete Silent Hill 2 and you find out that the guy's murdered his fucking wife and there's reasons in Silent Hill and he's going to hell, basically. Soma is a similar thing, but it's a real existential game. The horror doesn't come from the gameplay, it comes from what the whole thing stems from, and it's what if I'm not real. That's pretty much a summarization of what it is.
I personally won't be downloading it.
I'll be adding it to the
library. There was a game. Yeah, I won't even bother adding it to the library. I'll never play it. I don't like that sort of game. It doesn't matter how good it is in that genre. I don't like that genre. I'm not going to buy it. We'll add it to the library. Add one like that in the month just gone. Can't remember what it was. In addition, you're going to get another game called On Rush. It's an online team racing game. So apparently it's not just rushing to the finishing line. And
more to it. They had it. The PS3 had it. It was a launch title. Didn't look as good as it did in the trailer. MotorStorm.
Right.
It's like MotorStorm.
Like MotorStorm,
yes,
is it?
Yes, it's like MotorStorm. If it's the one I'm thinking of, I could have be completely wrong. It looks like MotorStorm from that one fucking screenshot they've got on. They've got one screenshot. It looks like MotorStorm.
Screenshot. Fantastic. Yeah. Not the best. But hey, a racing game. It's a bit different from what they normally give us.
True.
I'm interested to have a little go at that. I don't mind that. You're going to get also, if you are... You're going to get Iconoclasts.
Iconoclasts?
Not a clue, mate.
It sounds like...
Not a clue. It's a Vita game, but I think you can play it on the PS4 as well.
It sounds very indie. It sounds like...
Yeah, it's an indie game, isn't it? You're going to get Papers, Please on the Vita.
Okay.
I've heard of that. I don't know what it's about, though.
Apparently, it's a really emotional game set in an 8-bit... or 16-bit world where you have to approve or deny people going in from one country to another, and it's
immigration control.
It's immigration control, but it's for the it's more like the border wall for East and West Germany.
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha.
So you've got your bosses and whatnot are super authoritarians. So I'm having one. I'm really pig-headed when it comes to these sort of things. If you hadn't guessed, I would be the kind of guy who would deny everyone every time, or let everyone go through. I don't think I'd do it. Play it half measures. It wouldn't be a case of I'll follow the rules. No, denied. I don't care if you're in a diplomatic.
Oh, you've got a perfectly good reason to be in here.
Denied. Yes.
Oh, I see. You have absolutely no reason to be here, and you're going to sponge off society. Accepted. Yeah. So you got PS3 games, a couple of PS3 games as well. Stairden. Not a clue.
Stairden.
Stairden. Stairedenn. Not a clue. And then Steins Gate. Steridan? Could be Steridan.
Steridan. Yeah, Steridan. It sounds like a fucking tablet you take to clean teeth.
Yeah.
It does. Steridan. Oof. Tablets.
Yeah.
Oh, it's...
don't forget to take your Steridan.
It's... what do you call it? I can't play these games. I know people love them, but I can't play. It's a side-scrolling space shoot-em-up.
Oh, no, thank you. So. Not my... No. And another game called Steins Gate. Or Steins Gate. Steins Gate.
Steins Gate?
Steins Gate. Visual novel video game. It's on the PS3.
Oh,
so if you've still got a PS3...
Do you know what it probably is? It's probably like the fucking Pigeon Boyfriend Simulator.
Oh, yeah. Hatafo Boyfriend or whatever they called it.
Yes, it's probably that. It's super fucking anime. So if you're into anime shit, then... This is your bag. If you're not, then it's not your bag.
Yes, if you still got a PS3, because obviously games like that aren't backwards compatible, or like the Xbox One and 360. So, yeah, not a good month actually. I thought December might be okay, but it's really not.
Well, let's hope January is, because that way, just January's like the film's getting a PS4. Then, did you hear about the rumours about they're going to announce the PS5 next year because they're not doing E3?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I heard they're not doing E3. They just went, yep, not doing it.
You'll smell. No, because the reason that they say they're not doing it is because they're, they're going to set the stage for the PlayStation 5.
Do you reckon they'll do their own?
Yeah, they're going to do the big...
Like Blizzard Fest or something.
Yeah, they're going to do their own big thing and they'll
They're going to do another announcement where they'll announce the controller and then make you wait a month and a half just to show you the fucking console.
Yep. I imagine they probably will. I imagine they probably will.
That was shit.
That wasn't that shit. It's better than the fucking Xbox.
Oh, we're going to announce the PS4. Here's the PS4 controller. Event over. What?
That was a PR nightmare. How was that a PR nightmare? Because they said they
because everybody bitched and moaned about it afterwards.
Hang on a second. They told you all the internals that were going to be in there. All the functions that were going to be in there, yeah? They showed you some games that were coming up for it, yeah? They did everything. The only one thing they didn't show you was show you the console. They showed you the insides, the functions, everything.
It was rubbish.
Oh, fuck off. You didn't watch the Xbox one, clearly.
No, the Xbox one was even worse.
That was a fucking...
Xbox was awful.
Xbox one was a fucking car crash. The thing is, as a console, I don't mind it. I actually quite like it.
It was only when Phil Spencer took over when it started on the up. Yes.
As soon as Don Matrick fucked off, then everything started going on the up and up. Because Phil Spencer's comes across, I don't know if he is, maybe just really good marketing, but he comes across as someone who plays games. Who actually sits down and plays fucking games. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, apart from that, there's an announcement about Dragon Age. There's probably going to be a new game soon. They haven't really gone into anything. All they've said is, there's an announcement coming soon. So, yeah, watch that space. And Elder Scrolls. New game. New game.
Okay.
It's on the mobile, though. Elder Scrolls Blades. It's coming out early 2019. It was delayed. But it's on the mobile. No idea what that game's about. Does anyone play, like, Elder Scrolls games on mobile? I'm not sure they do. How can you get much out of it? I don't really know. But... Hey, they were saying it's billed as a pure Elder Scrolls game with console quality graphics. That's on your mobile. Game contains PvP and town building elements as well as some kind of combat as previous Elder Scrolls. So, we'll see. We'll see if that's actually, see if it's any worth it.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I think. The whole Bethesda is just a massive cock up. I think they need to lose a few people and write the ship.
From their PR department, by the sounds of it.
Well, from the person who made the fucking decision about the fucking bags, the person who made the decision about Fallout 4 having no NPCs in it, the first person's ghost, because you don't realise what fucking makes a Fallout game if you don't understand. They're the NPCs you actually do give a shit about in games, I'm afraid to say. It's not good. Anywho, I think we've hit our mark. I think it's time to say goodbye. So, it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from me.
And we'll catch you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Thanks for downloading the Monkey Nut Punch podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Monkey Nut Punch. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Monkey Nut Punch.